Lafferty. And welcome to Babaji, the Caveman, my spiritual style of comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Babaji, and I am a spiritual advisor on King, and your host for today's program. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and special offer there is, and intuitive advisors are on King and 24/7 365 on King, and go to the King.com simply / radio to receive a special offer for 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute, and other offers as well that King regularly puts out, and take advantage of those with the advisors who are willing to give these promotional offers. Okay? And God laughter, remember, laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. And if you got questions, I got answers. It's so easy, a kid man can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday show, and I'm honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. I'm going to take a caller. Hello, hello. You're on air.
Hello, hey. Go ahead. Hey, Papaji. This is Tasha.
How are you?
I was trying to see what you pick up.
Today?
I'm doing good.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're doing wonderful. Awesome, awesome. Go ahead and ask me your question, please.
You. What do you see coming up for me and Henry for this month?
You and Henry, yes. Actually, you guys are going to be in a better communicative mode this month of April and following month in the spring and summer season, and we're going to have better communication and better relationship. He's going to be warming up to you even more. So be positive and keep yourself in the light and love within your heart. And everything is going to be just fine and dandy, okay? All right. Thank you so much for your one free call. And I appreciate you coming on the show. You have a great day and laugh more.
Okay, so you said this this month? Right.
Yeah, this month of the April, yes. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Tasha. Listen. Good night.
Okay.
Thank
good night.
You. All right. Good night. And now, Dr. Uma has a few pointers that she would like to share from her experiences. Hello, you're on air, Dr. Uma. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and happy spring. Thanks for joining Babaji's show today. Today we're going to talk about spring. Okay, spring started in March 20th. But this month we're going to talk more about what spring is and significance to one's spiritual path. Okay. So, I'm seeing that in the springtime, the earth is waking up from winter. And everything comes out and grows, right? So if you think about the flowers and the trees, and how they wake up and come back to life, always in the spring, okay? Now, all of this is the process of the earth to evolve every year in perpetuity, okay? And it also reminds us of the cycle of life, like water fertilizes the plants and the trees, okay? And it causes things to flower. So, the same way as the earth wakes up during this time, so too people wake up during this time as well, and the people open their hearts during the dormancy of winter. And because since we are all part of the earth and part of its cycles,
part of all the cycles of life on the earth, it becomes, you know, you become part of the everlasting cycles of life, okay? So spring brings back the power of life, okay? The relation... It's the relationship of the sun to the earth and what helps define the seasons. Light has the effect of awakening both the earth and people. The sun gives light to the earth. Light activates chemicals that promote love. Love is the power of springtime. As Mother Earth wakes up, got that love on the earth. The energy of love is thus reborn in the spring. So it's in the same way with humans. The season affects us as we go through a major shift in the change of seasons. I mean, we get very withdrawn in winter, and energy goes inside. In the spring, we experience a rebirth, and we gain new life. So springtime affects your spirit. You're affected by nature and the evolutionary processes that occur. Every spring, you have a chance to be regenerated again, reborn from the stillness and quietness of winter. So you have a chance to open up just like everything around us. You can be reborn right here on this earth by opening your heart into the process of regeneration. Feeling the aliveness that comes into your own personal spirit, which is rooted in the spirit of nature. So we've become part of the process of recreation. We wake up, become more alert, your hearts become more open. So it's a time of new beginnings, where everything is fresh and clean and grows upward towards the sun. In spring, we transition from an introverted state to a state of physical and spiritual blossoming. I like the word blossoming because that's what it is. You open up, you know. So the light transforms us. It's a time of fertilizing, watering our spirits, and unfolding the petals of our hearts. Honor the return of the light. So you bring the light into your heart, in your being, and you look at the light in nature, and you become attuned to your environment. Okay? So as we approach the equinox, it's a time of balance between light and dark. By taking in the light, we can achieve greater balance and harmony. Walking on the earth is a good way to awaken your connection to the natural world. So feel Mother Earth waking up, just like you're waking up. You tune into nature and feel yourself becoming aware and alert during this season. Be aware of what's happening around you and realize the same transition within oneself. Approach spring as though it's the first time you ever experienced it, the first time you ever saw a flower, a tree growing, fine. Open your heart to love and to beauty and clarity. Leave the old behind and be reborn during the season of spring. East is representative of the spring season, the image of the sun peeking through the clouds. You're reborn as the sun is reborn each day. Each spring, your spirit will burst out of darkness of winter. Make your spirit bright like the colors of nature. Feel the world through your heart. This is a time to leave behind old patterns, old ways of doing things, and embrace the power and beauty of new life. Thank you very much.
All right, so we are out of time, and I wish you all a great spring time, and wish you all the best, and goodbye, my dear ones. Thank you, everybody. Remember, laugh more.